Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 2nd to 22nd, 2017 in communities across Canada. The RVF series, which showcases the diversity, duality, and dynamism of Canada's Francophone communities, is brought to you by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and this station. Please stay tuned for the next half hour for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. Visit ncra.ca/RVF for more information on the series.
The French language is an important cultural and historical influence on the country of Canada. Few other countries can claim as much pride and proficiency in bilingualism than Canada. Quebec serves as a bastion of the French language this side of the Atlantic. What about the other side of Canada, more Pacific side, say, Salmon Arm, BC? Walking the streets of Salmon Arm, you'd get the impression that Canada is monolingual. Bonjour, je m'appelle Aiden White. And that's all the French I know. I've lived here in Salmon Arm my whole life, and besides the mandatory French classes throughout early school, I've never learned much French. Any that I have has been quickly forgotten. To learn the language and find the lifeblood of French all the way out here, I've decided to take school again, from kindergarten to grade 12, but this time in French immersion. In the interest of time, I took a grade a day, and this is my adventures throughout the French language. To start with, I headed down to Bajan Elementary School, the host of the French immersion program in the early years. I started way down in kindergarten. The kids were a little bit excited. Hey there! Hey! Hey there! Hi, my name's Aiden. Hey there!
Il est juste plus grand. Tu comprends plus grand? That means taller.
And with that, I learned my first word in French. So the kids noticed I was bigger than them. This was a problem. To be fully immersed, I need them to think I was one of them. I was guided into my desk for the day and searched for some kind of inn. So you guys will have to help me. I don't know very much French. Coloring at a kindergarten level? Almost a little bit too advanced for me, but I think I could do it. With this, soon enough, they'd think I was one of them. My efforts paid off. I was invited to join them in their storytime circle.
Hey!
One of the things that I noticed immediately was all the singing. From Good Morning to Pump Up to End of the Day, nearly everything in French immersion kindergarten had a song. Sally Goodhart Blythe, that's the director of the Institute for Neurophysiological Psychology, wrote in her book, The Genius of Natural Childhood, that singing has a proven link to kids who are good in class. It improves listening, confidence, and is almost always engaging. It made a lot of sense to me. I must have memorized 100 ad jingles and cartoon theme songs when I was younger. If they were all in French, I'd be graduating with a dual dogwood. Another thing of note, kindergartners have a lot of energy. With two recesses, that's a big one and a small one, PE, dancing, and free time, I definitely regretted not packing a lunch. At the end of the day, I was exhausted, but I picked up on a bit more than I thought I would, and was excited for what the grade 1-2 class had in store for me. And now, your jokes of the day from Bastion Announcements.
Why do firefighters slide down the pole in the firehouse?
Because it's too hard to slide up.
What do you call a woman with whiskers who visits you in the middle of the night and grants you three wishes?
A hairy godmother.
And once again, what do you call a woman with...
In grade 1-2, I learned one of my favorite words in French, bois de neige, when I got to the class. The long-term science project was just wrapping up, and in an incubator on the side of the classroom, chicks had hatched. One girl was quick on the draw, and named the only white chick Snowball, or bois de neige. After a small recess, where we played an exciting game of tag, we marched to music class. I wasn't looking forward to it. I got firmly stomped by the kindergartners yesterday. No way was I going to be able to keep up to these kids. I knew this.
Dime means a lot to you and me. It's more than pocket money. They're the symbols of our mind. They're pictures of important things for which this country stands. The maple leaf is a beautiful sight to see. It waves hello to you from the branch of a maple tree. And with every year that passes, it grows like you and me. Should we all grow straight and tall like a lovely maple tree? God can lie in my pocket a little bit of history. A penny and a nickel and a quarter, and I mean a lot to you and me. It's more than pocket money, they're the symbols of our land. They're pictures of important things for which this country stands. The beaver, oh the beaver, is a beautiful sight to see. He's a happy, furry animal. He's never ever lazy. He works all night and day. Houses for his family. He's got no time to play. I've got Kanza in my pocket, a little bit of history. A penny and a nickel and a quarter, and a dime mean a lot to you and me. It's more than pocket money, they're the symbols of our land. Their pictures are the important thing for which this country stands. The schooner, oh the schooner, is a beautiful sight to see. It's a great big wooden sailing ship that can sail across the sea. It brings to other countries the things their people need. And bring back things like chocolate bars and books for us to read. I've got Canada in my pocket, a little bit of history. A penny and a nickel and a quarter and a dime mean a lot to you and me. It's more than pocket money, they're the symbols of our land. Their pictures are important things for which this country stands. The caribou, a beautiful sight to see. He's a really big, strong animal, I'm sure we'll all agree. He looks like Santa's reindeer, and he lives where the world is warm. He lives up north with the polar bears, cause he likes the ice and snow. I've got Canada in my pocket, a little bit of history. A penny, a nickel, and a quarter, and a dime mean a lot to you and me. It's more than pocket money.
It was easy when I was young. See all the French kids as something else. They were learning different stuff from us English kids. At least that's what it looked like. But there, in music class, it was easy to see how wrong I was. They might have been smarter than me, learning another language and pushing themselves far more than I was at that age, but they still learned the same songs, the same history. They were still Canadian. After music, we had a social studies class in the hall, where we learned the names of the provinces and territories. Here, it was easy to see the cultural impact of bilingualism. One place had two different names on the map. British Columbia wasn't just that, it was also Colombie-Britannique. And even if we didn't speak all that much French, some people in Canada only knew us by that name. It was a strange, revealing, and weirdly humbling realization. And then, we were off to big recess. We played soccer. They locked me in goalie, which I think was rather unfair. I was always terrible at goalie. And then we went back inside and made Mother's Day cards. Je t'aime, maman. After that, the day wrapped up and I had to say goodbye to the kids, but not before this. And now, Madame Dolok classes, armpit farts. Anybody else? Grade 3 started with a treat. I got to sit on the grade 4 or 5 English kids being taught basic French. Finally, some kids on my level. Oh. More songs. After learning the basics of the human body in French, we moved back to our regularly scheduled class of grade 3s, of which I got very little of. It was amazing. In kindergarten and grade 1 too, I had it down about 70% of the time, but now I was completely lost. After getting 2 out of 9 on a spelling test, with one of the answers being on the board in the classroom, I knew I was in dire straits. I'd need some kind of tutor, and fast. Thankfully, art class came about, and I was paired with a boy who was to be my Anne Sullivan. We were given cards and had to tell our partners what was on the cards, and they would draw it. The catch, naturally, being that you weren't allowed to look at your partner's card. Oh, and we had to do it in French, of course. Now, unfortunately, the recording didn't turn out too well, and most of the audio was far too quiet to use. But suffice to say, he helped immensely, and was incredibly patient. I was amazed at how mature he was, and how he put up with as terrible a student as I was. I'll never know. In fact, I noticed that about many kids there. More mature than I remember being. Maybe it was the slightly more rigorous French course. Maybe it was a sign of the times. Either way, these 8-year-olds could give some 18-year-olds I knew some tips. I had to leave grade 3 a bit early. There was a class up at the boring old high school I couldn't miss, and I gave my thanks to Madame Weir's class. Grade 3 was a formative time for me, and I could tell I wasn't alone in the experience. These kids were near fluent, and they were only 8. I still ate rocks at 8. Being neatly impressed, I had a weekend break, and on Monday, moved into the big kid classroom. Grade 4-5. It was pretty clear it was the big kid class immediately. First off, we had the sweet portable, and second off, it was right into the work. The kids shared their weekends, and then they went to work on their personal comic book project. Well, I can recognize the word princess.
The prince, the small princess? Something of the sort.
No.
No, not at all?
No. The princess of
the
Pea. Yeah.
Ah.
And so you have to, to draw come. Answer to all these questions in French about your book.
Ah.
And then once you've done all these questions, all of these, you can make your own.
Oh.
Aside from that being the coolest thing ever, it was also the coolest thing ever. Man, French immersion kids got all the cool projects. We broke for a small recess, and I got to play a game I never thought I'd ever play again. Foursquare. The game that made kings out of kids everywhere. I would have recorded, but an unfortunately timed rainstorm and the somewhat violent nature of the game made that an uncertain proposition. But I can say with absolutely no hyperbole, I was as bad as the game as when I was 10. To say it was absolutely decimated is an understatement. Silently planning my revenge on elementary school students, we returned to class for a class that I was excited for. Mathematics. Was it true what they say? Was math really a universal language? Fractions. My age-old foe. The class being a 4-5 split, different sheets were handed out for different grades and skill levels. A basic and advanced for each grade. I figured I could take grade 5, but hedge my bets with the basic paper. It was reducing fractions, and armed with a rudimentary knowledge of division, I set to work. About halfway through the class, my hypothesis was confirmed. Two of the kids came up and asked for help on a bonus question. It didn't make any sense to them. I spoke entirely in English, and they spoke mostly in French, but I could show them to reduce the fractions and multiply them. They might have understood my English, but I didn't get a lick of their French. And then, another feeling dumb moment. I was doing the same things in grade 5. Division and fractions. But here these kids were doing the same thing, but in two languages. I couldn't take it. These kids were better at everything. I had to be better at something. And then, it was PE. We were given the choice of the games we wanted to play. One of the options? Foursquare. This time, I made king the second time around, and held the spot for more than a few rounds, I must say. I was truly an emperor. No, the power had gone to my head. I was a tyrant, and my subjects loved me. The other kids teamed up with me and protected me, and, well, it was right about there I realized they were all half my size. Feeling a wee bit embarrassed, I let the ball take me down, blaming it on an invisible Brutus and my own hubris. I retired to the pension check of the back of the line, and another shot at the throne and a few rounds. P.E. bled into big recess, and there, doubles was called. We were allowed teammates. I was chosen by a kid known only as the Screwdriver. Not only did the Screwdriver have his own nickname, he also had a custom fidget spinner he made out of Lego, and was receiving a golden one by the end of the week. I had easily the coolest kid in the entire school as a partner. We did decent, And if Screwdriver ever hears this, I admit, I was still a bit ashamed for my earlier power trip and let a few balls get us out. I'm sorry, Screwdriver. You deserve better. After that, it was time for the big kids to be little buddies to the kindergartners. This was a bit of a surreal moment. Just a few days ago, I was in kindergarten, and here I was supposed to teach the kids? No way that was happening. I was quickly recruited by a girl whose normal little buddy was sick. I was to be the little buddy I was meant to be. We got a piece of paper together. It had various letters of the alphabet all over it. She'd point to one, and I'd say the letter in French, and then the sound it makes. I knew my French alphabet at least, and thought I had it down. And here's the part where I admit it took me a few tries on some of the letters. Up next, we got a pamphlet with titles on pages, but mostly blank space. She translated for me, Mes escargots, or my snails. I was to draw small ones and big ones, and then color them. Kindergarten level coloring? Practiced and mastered, madame. Having aced being a little buddy, we returned to class. For the end of the day, the kids worked on their science projects. They were making little machines, and while it was fun to learn most of the words for small parts were largely the same throughout English and French, I didn't have much to participate with. This left me time to think. From the short hop of 1-2 split to a 4-5 split, most of the teachers having to explain every little thing in French was gone. The teacher can now leave the kids to workbooks and handouts with written instructions, confident in the students' abilities. But what about late immersion? The French immersion program here in Seminarm has two entry points, way down in kindergarten or halfway through in grade 6. This sounds reasonable until you realize they merge in grade 8. Kids starting in grade 6 had 2 years to learn what those kids learned in 5. Surely they must be some kind of super geniuses. Realizing that nearly every other grade would be much the same as my grade 4-5 experience, mostly silent work, at least near the end of the school year when I was recording, I sat down to the middle school to get a late immersion teacher's perspective on what I saw as a monumental task. How exactly do they teach 5 years and only 2 while still keeping the kids up to date on sciences, maths, and English? Taking my trusty producer and sorely needed translator, Ethan Van Eiderstein, along, we interviewed Melissa Delgard. Alright, so what is your name?
My name is Melissa Delgard.
Delgard, okay, awesome. So, how long have you been teaching middle school French?
This is my third year.
Third year, yeah, I noticed you were really energetic. It tends to be like when a teacher's like about 10 years or so, they're just, oh.
I've taught for 4 years.
Okay, all right. All right, so do you teach, have you always taught the late French immersion? Or
no, my first year teaching was teaching grade 5 early French immersion at Bastion.
Okay, all right. What's been your favorite part of the experience so far? 4 years under your belt.
It is never the same every day. I appreciate the variety that teaching offers because I'm not the type of person who can do the same repetitive thing day after day. It always has to change because subject matter changes and the students are different every 5 seconds.
Okay. What is one thing if somebody asked you about French immersion, or rather one thing you could tell everybody about French immersion, what do you think it is that you would tell them?
I think the opportunity French immersion offers for students to learn another language is pretty awesome because in Canada we are a bilingual country, and the experiences students have available to them being bilingual upon graduation for jobs or to travel or simply to be more in tune with the culture that Canada has is pretty awesome, I think.
Okay. All right. And so which student is your favorite currently?
They're all pretty fantastic. I'm not going to go further than that.
All right,
okay. Like they're all unique. They're all pretty awesome individuals. Okay. I'm very lucky with the people I see every day.
I understand. So which one is your least favorite then?
Depends on the day.
Okay, no, that's fair. Did you find that you preferred the middle school or elementary school in terms of teaching the French?
The culture of a middle school versus an elementary school is very different. Elementary school is very, for lack of a better word, elementary. It's like all of your students love you. They do anything for you for the most part, and at middle school it's when students are trying to develop more of an independence, they're more social, they're entering teenage years, so that throws in another gamut of things to deal with. So it's really hard to compare. I really love where I work right now, so I'm saying middle school is pretty fantastic, but when I was at Bastion, I loved it there as well, so it's hard to say which one I prefer.
What would you say is the biggest difference between teaching middle school late immersion and 4-5 early immersion? Just the biggest...
The biggest challenge for late French immersion is the fact that the students start learning French intensively in grade 6, and they have grade 6 and grade 7 to develop the same level of French as a French immersion student who started when they were in kindergarten. So doing 8 years of French in 2 years in late French immersion versus kindergarten through grade 7 in early French immersion is very intensive, because in grade 8, early French and late French immersion students get put in the same class, so their language level has to be similar.
Right.
So for LFI teachers, it's a challenge. For students, it's a huge challenge, because every year they're asked to learn 4 years of French language.
And then there's Aiden trying to do 12 years in 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm...
And then Aiden trying to do 12 years in 2 weeks.
I'm not succeeding, so I think that just shows how difficult it has been to learn the French. So what would you say, do you think there's a special kind of kid that needs to be in French, or do you think that it is any kind of kid?
I personally think any student who is willing to put in the effort to do French immersion is fully capable of doing it, because as teachers and support staff, we're there to help students achieve what they can. And the challenge arises when students are there because it's something they wanted to do, whether it's a friend's reason or whether it's maybe their parents decided for them, as opposed to having like a collaboration part in it. But if the student's choosing not to put in the effort, it's very challenging, because we can't learn language through osmosis. That's the same in an English program as well. Like, you can't learn the English language or math or science or social studies just sitting there and hoping it comes to you. You actually have to put in the effort to learn it.
Okay, yeah, no, I understand. All right, so thank you a lot for your time and for interviewing. Is there any last-minute comments, anything else you want to say?
Good luck in your next, few days of learning French. It will be very interesting to see what you guys come up with.
Thank you. Sensing my project had taken a different turn than I was expecting, I was intensely curious as to how French immersion had affected the students. So, much like my normal schooling, my French education was thrown to the wayside. I wanted at least two more perspectives, a high school post-merger teacher and a high school student's perspective. I found both within Monsieur David's class at the Jackson campus. While I didn't get an on-tape interview with Monsieur David, he was incredibly inviting, despite making note that the two of his French classes would be very busy, one writing an essay and the other working on group projects. David showcased, perhaps inadvertently, just how hard-working the kids are, and went out of his way to say how amazingly proficient they were, saying they could no doubt be plopped in Quebec the next day and flourish. This is spectacular praise coming from a born and raised Quebecer, which is apparent from David's accent. He also let me take a few kids out of the hallway for an interview. He had a reasonable rule of no English in the classroom. Here are a few choice bits from that interview. What is one thing, if you had to tell somebody about French immersion, like one thing that you don't think most people would know or anything, you only had like one sentence, what would you tell everybody about?
I guess I'd have to say, really, it's the people in French immersion are most awesome. It's not only the program, but it's the people drawn to the program. And it's an awesome community. It's not only just learning about French, it's a community.
What would you think, was late immersion a real struggle, or was it not as difficult as it looks?
It was definitely, I'd say the first year was definitely tough, because like you're really just immersed suddenly into the French language. But I'd say after the first year, it started to get easier.
Okay.
So yeah, and now it's just like you're just totally comfortable, whatever.
Do you guys find that there was a distinct difference between the late immersion kids and the early immersion kids at this level? Obviously, there's kind of a level grade 6-7. There's a bit of a difference, but at this level, do you think there's a difference?
I was amazed. I know I entered my grade 8 class. I'm like, well, here's these people. You know, I've been speaking French for, what, 7-8 years now. And here are these people who've only been speaking for 2. And I was amazed at what they've learned by in those 2 years. I mean, they really... It takes them 2 years, and they catch those late immersions up to where the early immersions have gotten within that 7 or 8 years.
Are there any closing comments? Any like last thing you felt like you really wanted to say that I didn't ask the right question for, or anything like that?
Stick with it. If you get into the program, it's not a program for sissies. You know, they're gonna make you work, and they're gonna make you learn. I mean, you're learning a new language, you're getting immersed. That's French immersion. You're being immersed into a new culture. It's an amazing experience. It's a wonderful experience. It takes a lot of work, but when you come out of it, I think everybody who comes out of French immersion benefits hugely from the experience.
French is an integral part of Canada. And while some parts of Canada might seem untouched and as far removed as possible from the language, the fierce and vibrant undercurrent still grows all around our fair country, in the hearts and minds of our youth, like the beautiful Fleur-de-Lis. I wanted to thank a whole bunch of people. First, Jeanette Clement, the long-suffering producer of my community radio station, 93.7 FM, Voice of the Shuswap. The first made me aware of Rendezvous de la Francophone and supplied me with the equipment necessary to make all this happen. Ethan Van Eiderstein for coming to me on the last legs of my journey. Daniel Berger, my teacher, whose classes I missed to accomplish all this. The wonderful and supportive staff all over the Okanagan School District, from Bastion to Shuswap Middle to Seminole Secondary. They were very accommodating, and without all the permissions, none of this would happen. And lastly, I'd like to thank the NCRA for planting the idea in my head. Good day, happy travels, and don't forget. And pocket say lovey.
They're the symbols of our land. They're pictures of important things for which this country stands. The beaver, oh the beaver, is a beautiful sight to see. He's a happy furry animal, like a teddy bear with teeth. He's never ever lazy. He works all night and day, building houses for his family. He's got no time to play. I've got Canada in my pocket.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, presented by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Camps and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and The Station. To learn more about the RVF series and the National RVF Celebration, and to send us your comments, visit ncra.ca/RVF.